end will come in 2 weeks on a Friday.
The end will come in 2 weeks on a Friday.
I see it. Okay, now. Everything I've said is going to happen, will happen. The skies are going to split right open. The earth will break into two halves right down the middle, and then into little pieces. Only you who believe me will be saved. Yes, yes, you believe me. You all believe me except one. And it hurts me. It troubles me that there's a man here that will not see the light. He will betray us. The police will come. Take us to jail. So bring him out.
Don't call me a fool. I believe in you.
Take him to the edge of the shaft.
Go and call me with it.
Throw him down into the shaft. No one betrays me.
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Doomsday Man.
Okay, maybe he was drunk.
I don't think so, Chief.
Oh, give me a minute, will you? Williams.
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd phone. I was sitting here, and I thought it's been so long.
That's Mrs. Neagle, isn't it? Mrs. Neagle, we have no news for you. I mean, the whole state's out looking for your husband. In fact, the whole country's looking for him. We've heard nothing positive from anywhere. I'm sorry, we're doing all we can.
I know you are.
I know how you feel, Mrs. Neagle. I can only repeat that we're doing all we can. We'll contact you as soon as we hear something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, what does she expect us to do, Chief?
Well, find him. That's what she expects. Has every right to expect it, a man of his caliber. Vietnam, war hero, standing for the Senate, disappears, goes, just like that.
Saw's got a doll somewhere, shacked up with her.
No, no, Bob, I don't think it's that. 1 week now we've been looking. I don't want to call them in. Oh, what the heck can I do, huh? Being police chief is, give me 10, will you?
Yeah, okay.
Guess there comes a time when you can't cope. But I sure hate calling in the FBI. Makes like we don't know our jobs. Yep, maybe we don't.
How's the countryside?
We're getting drier, Lee. More rugged. Mountain range over to our left, reaching way up.
That'll be it. Time?
12:20.
You're traveling at 70.
74. Well, 75, just.
Yeah, well, the motor sounds contented at that speed. I know this model. That means 1.5 hours to Beaver, and 3 hours from there to Richfield.
Lee, stop making like a computer. It unnerves me.
Nothing can unnerve you, Johnny.
Except maybe a redhead. 38. Hey, you reckon they have dames in Utah, Lee? I've yet to see one.
Yeah, they have dames. And wives. Of missing husbands.
Lee, this is a long way to come to deal with something the state police can handle.
They can't handle it. Which means us. On the way. In.
So? He suddenly decides he's not going to make it. Takes a powder. Isn't that a match? Big time here it comes home. Popular guy. wants to get elected to the Senate, stands and finds the votes are not going his way. So he takes a vacation. Can't stand his own image being kicked around. He'll turn up when Friday's gone.
Oh, do your homework, Johnny. Colonel Alvis Neagle was way ahead, happily married, two kids, farmer's boy. Voters loved him. They wanted him in.
Okay, so where's he gone?
Maybe somewhere where he won't be coming back, Johnny.
And the president himself expresses his concern.
Right. What bugs a man who's seen war, Johnny?
Well, the futility of it, maybe?
Yeah.
So?
Peace, Johnny. Neagle was a pacifist. A pacifist who went willingly to Vietnam to fight and come back and tell the futility of it.
With medals, yet.
He read me his speeches. Peace in America, in the whole world. He's seen guys die in agony. It's enough for him. He stands for the U.S. Senate. He's got a conscience, Johnny.
Lee,
he saw and he returned. Where's he gone?
Well, how the heck do I know, Lee? Well, maybe he just got a little sick because of the way we are now, America's in two minds. Some for, some against. And nothing he can do can make it swing one way or the other. So he took a powder.
Maybe. But from what I heard tell, he was a man that ran from nothing. Least off. Himself.
Howdy, Clay.
Oh, hi, Dave. You okay?
Uh-huh. Where you setting off in such a hurry?
Got me a few FBI guys coming in.
Oh, Colonel Neagle.
Yeah.
You won't find him.
You asking or telling?
Telling. I just feel it, that's all.
Dave, you stick to predicting the end of the world, and I'll stick to finding the next U.S. Senator of Utah. You hear me?
When are you coming on over?
Huh? Oh, too busy. Not interested. When's it this time?
End of the week. Friday. Morning time. About 10. You got 2 days left, Clay.
Oh, yeah?
All them voters out in the street...
You said days before, Dave.
You're wrong, Clay. I've never said days before. I've said the time is coming near, that's all. You best heed me, Clay.
Well, remind me to crawl under the bed come Friday when I've seen the election done. See you, Dave.
Hal.
Yeah?
Come here. You get on up there, quiet-like. Tell me later what they look like. While they're here, I want tabs on them.
Other than that, I can't say. I checked everything, Mr. Masters. Every lead, he's just disappeared.
Wife?
Well, broken up.
Friends? Female?
Oh, none that I know of. No, he was a straight guy, maybe too straight.
Explain.
Well, he was a fanatic about peace, you know. Well, he wasn't trying to sell that to us. He was on about increased prices for our cattle and crops and so on. That's what it was getting him popular. We all reckoned they'd listen to him in the Senate there, so the state was strong behind him. Carter Newman hasn't done anything for us in 4 years. Neagle would have taken it.
Why, too straight?
Well, I mean, you know, he kept everything down underneath all right, but you can almost see it bubbling through sometimes.
What?
Well, he was a fanatic, Mr. Bridges. I knew him. He'd rather see the end of the world come than Nixon sit there in Washington arguing just how many men he'll bring back from Vietnam this time, you know. He wanted an end to it.
The world?
Oh, Vietnam.
A dedicated man.
You can say that again. But he kept it down. I don't know why he would have done had he got in. Maybe then he'd have shucked off his appeal for the farmers and gone right through on, well, you know, peace, disarmament, the National Treaty on H-bombs. You guys know the routine.
Yeah. I want to see his wife.
Okay, can do. I'll take you down there now. Mind the chair there.
I know where it is, thanks.
Yeah. Sorry, I guess I forgot you can find your way around most things.
He
He had a fine mind, Mr. Masters. He is a fine man, and I want him back.
Yeah, of course. He left no indication with you? He was under no stress, apart from pre-election tension, maybe?
No, none.
You, happily married?
Oh, how do I answer that?
In words of one syllable, Mrs. Neagle.
Then, yes, we were happily married. Like most couples, we had our fights. Everyone has them. He hasn't gone off with a woman, Mr. Masters.
I'm sure he hasn't. Mrs. Neagle, thank you. We'll do what we can.
Will you ring me? Tell me as soon as...
As soon as we know. Thank you. We can find our own way out. Wait.
Huh?
You're not smoking, Johnny. Someone is. Nearby. Go see.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. Is there a drugstore here?
2 blocks down.
Can you give me a light? Can you hold it up a little? Thanks.
Okay.
What's your hurry, mister? A small guy, Lee. Slim. Thin. Coat. Collar turned up. Hat well done over forehead. Big nose. Thin mouth. Local, from his voice. Took off after he lit me a smoke.
Yeah, I figured that. From the sound of it. What's he running from, Johnny? From us, maybe? Or himself?
You gonna sit down?
In a while.
What did you think of him?
Carter Newman?
Uh-huh.
Oh, as honest as a Utah longhorn. No, Johnny, Newman had nothing to do with it. The old days doing away with a rival a few days before the election, they're gone.
Come Friday, the state votes. Still no Colonel Neagle.
Yeah.
Oh. Bridges?
Johnny, sorry I wasn't in when you guys called. You left a description of the guy that tailed you last night. Well,
Better give it to Lee. Williams, for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Highly sorry I missed you. The tail last night. Hal Orton, a bum, does odd jobs right now. He's sticking around a guy called Dave Prince. Orton's something of a nut, Lee. He must be to stick with Prince. I've got the boys out. They'll bring him in. You coming on over?
Sure. Thanks for calling.
They got him?
They're getting him. Dave Prince. Now, where have I heard that name before?
Who's he?
Dave Prince. Wait a minute, Johnny. Let me think now. Dave Prince. October last year. Given a suspended jail sentence for starting a riot. When police stopped a meeting he was holding. A fanatic. Set up his own religious sect. Conforming to no churches or beliefs. Except what Prince ordains. 3 policemen hurt. 2 women taken to Richfield Hospital. Hysterical state. January this year, nationwide prominence to prediction of the end of the world. This week, yeah, Friday.
You got a picture of him?
Yeah. Hal Orton, who tailed us last night, is in with Prince. Johnny, we'll skip breakfast. I want to go see this guy, Orton.
I tell you, I don't know nothing.
Okay. Where does your sect meet?
I'm not telling you. Look, mister, we don't harm no one. That business last October was a mistake. The police shouldn't have tried to break us up.
You were blocking the sidewalks, Hal, and you guys swung the punches first. You know that.
Well, we don't do that now. We're just waiting for the end to come. And if you guys had any sense, you'd start repenting of your sins right now. Because it's like Prince says, on that day...
You've got to be kidding.
No, mister. We're not kidding.
Why were you tailing us?
I live in this town, mister. I can walk nights if I want.
You were tailing these guys, Hal.
No, Mr. Williams, sir, I wasn't.
Yeah. You won't get anything out of him, Lee. Okay, Orton, you can go now.
I sure would like to help. Albus Neagle is a fine guy, a hero. It's not nice when a guy like that gets killed. Be seeing you.
How does he know that... You take it, Lee.
How does he know that Neagle is dead, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, hang on there.
No, Williams.
What?
Get a tail on him. Johnny and I are going down to the street. Tell your man to meet us two doors up from your office. Get it moving, Williams.
Fast.
Don't close up. Johnny, figure this conundrum. Neagle is a pacifist. He hates violence. Yet he joins up, goes to Vietnam, fights, comes back hero. The story goes he does this to know and to tell what he saw out there, to preach his message better. What kind of a man will kill, Johnny? Overcome his hatred of killing, enjoy it even, and yet profess he's a pacifist?
Well, he's lying. Or he's a man who believes so much in something that he'll suffer, just to convince others of what he believes.
A man with an immense will, bordering on the unnatural, is a strange man. Think of his background, Johnny. Strong religious upbringing. Think of Dave Prince. Hal Orton.
Yeah, it fits in a way.
Many ways. Because of what he made himself see and do in Vietnam, it could have destroyed him in a way. Now he sees no hope for us, for mankind. Oh, sure, he's popular, stands for election. But inside him, maybe he wants an end to everything. Like
Prince?
Yeah. Yeah, it all fits, Johnny. Orton tailing us and the slip he made.
Sorry, Lee.
Yeah, let's try and get there in one piece, shall we? Still ahead of you, is he?
Yeah.
Dave? Over here. They talk to you?
Yeah, I gave them nothing. Only, I think I was followed.
Why did you come here, then?
You told me to report back to you, Dave. I hit the car, ran all the way up to the mine.
You must have given something away. Let me think. It's been told me that the world ends on Friday. I'm a messenger. It is in my power to bring that day forward. You have the cyanide?
In the car.
Get there. Go to Lake Sevier. And we shall do today what we were going to do tomorrow. The lake shall be poisoned, and those that drink from it are sinners. They will suffer because they did not listen to me. They will fall down in pain. In pain they may repent. I shall give them time to repent. Just enough time. As they choke and scream and the skies open up, they will know that I was right.
Sure, Dave. It is gonna happen, isn't it?
It's going to happen, all right. I'll speak to those that guide me. They'll bring the day forward. Now you get back up there. Come down here, you sinners. You sinners that followed him. Because I am waiting for you.
It's pretty dark, Lee.
Darkness is my ally, Johnny. Okay, stop. Orton, we know you're in here. We know what you're up to, you and Dave Prince. Come on out.
Ahead of us, Lee. Running for it.
Okay, follow him. I'll follow you.
Still ahead. He's leading us on. We're way down now, Lee. Oh,
let me listen for him. Oh. He stopped. Orton.
The FBI.
What? Easy, Johnny. Leave your gun. This is a coal mine, remember? Just shine your torch where he is.
Looking up at us, about 40 feet away, watching us. It's not Orton.
Dave Prince.
Well, how do you know?
We're on to you. Where's Neagle?
Neagle is dead. He chose to spy on me. He wanted to betray me. He didn't really believe the judgment was coming when I said it was coming. He's dead.
Let me take him, Lee.
Not yet.
You'll die here as well. Here alone. I know the way up. You don't.
Let me take him, Lee.
I said this was a coal mine, Johnny. Oh, look. We're deep down. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and anger him. You got a gun?
Yeah. Hanging at his side.
Right. Well, now, he's below us. I want him to fire that gun. There's a chance he'll miss us. When he fires, drop, Johnny. Cover your head. Make yourself small. Hug the ground. And do it fast. Well, you sure he's below us?
Yeah, about 15 feet down. The ground slopes to him.
Hey, you two there. What are you saying? Are you saying your prayers?
Where's Orton?
What? He's gone. He's gone to Lake Sevier. And I'll tell you why. He's gone to poison the water. And Richfield drinks from that water. And they'll suffer. Oh, how they'll suffer before the end comes. And I want them to suffer. It was Friday. But now I say it's today. Yes, today. Today in 1 hour, the world ends.
Baloney.
I'm a messenger. I am mighty.
You and your grandmother. You think your followers really believe in you? They laugh at you. Just as we're laughing at you now.
No. Oh, no. No one laughs at me.
That's just what we're doing.
He's going for his gun.
I'll kill you. Yes, I'll kill you now. Now!
Okay. If you know how to use that gun.
I know how to use it.
Drop fast, Johnny.
Still beats me how you did it, Lee. You got us out of that mine.
Yeah. The feel of rocks change as you reach surface, I told you. That and the fresh air. And a memory for how long we walked and how many turns we took.
Yeah, but I thought when the torch broke as we dropped. What was that stuff again? Common to coal and shale?
Methane. Fire damp. Colorless. Ignites instantly. Odorless. Took a chance.
And it came off. It exploded and the rocks fell on him.
Yeah. Firing that gun set it off.
Yeah.
And he was in a pocket of it. It happens that way. Can you see Orton?
Not yet. Lake Sevier is below us now. There he is, sitting there, looking at his watch. He's got something with him.
Poison. Shoot him, Johnny. Not to kill.
Okay. He's standing up, looking at the sky. Oh, wait, he's seen us. He's reaching down for the container. Through the leg. He's dropped. I'm going up there.
What's the time, Johnny?
1 minute after 10. No end of the world.
No, not today or tomorrow.
Why didn't Orton use that poison?
A sense of timing, Johnny. He was waiting for the skies to open first, I guess. Just in case. Go get him, Johnny. And don't drag him down the hill too hard.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Gerry van Wyk.